good morning to you, Deesa. You smoothie me, ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
I'm serious. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning, Tedline. We're making it. We're making it. With you, this little booklet I just finished writing. And the title of it is Receive Your Connection to God. Receive Your Connection to God. You can text me back. I would like for you to let me know what you think about it. Just let me know what you think about it. It goes back to God's own Holy Spirit being a life-imparting spirit. And it goes back to this exercise that I do with people when I'm teaching in my classes. I usually teach it. So a little of it is in the spirits are subject unto you. But it's a very basic and important factor in the life of a spirit-filled believer. Again, the title is Receive Your Connection to God. I just finished writing this. Let me know. Call me at 843, or text me, either one. Let me know what you think about it. I think it's pretty important. That's why I wrote it, I rewrote it. But I'd like to know how you feel listening to it. Consider it like an audio book this morning. Receive your connection to God. I'm on page one. The Spirit of God, God's own Holy Spirit, hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life. God's own Holy Spirit, Job 33 and 4. Jesus said, John 16, 7, nevertheless, I, Christ, tell you the truth. It is expedient for you, to your advantage, for your benefit, more valuable for you. It is better for you. It is the best for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter, God's own Holy Spirit, will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. God's own Holy Spirit is always in everything that God is doing, because God's own Holy Spirit is his agent on this earth to accomplish his will. Before the foundations of the earth, it was God's design, his eternal intention, his eternal purpose, and his eternal plan to live in a people by his own Holy Spirit living in them. However, it was not God's intention for his son to have to come to earth as a man and die for the sins of men, but man's fall necessitated this interruption in God's eternal purpose for mankind. In God's foreknowledge, he knew man would fall, and therefore Christ, his son, was slain from the foundations of the world. Revelation 13, 8. All direct action concerning mankind from the very beginning has been accomplished through the work of God's own Holy Spirit. Yet, God's Holy Spirit did not come to live in a people before Pentecost, with the exception that he came upon Christ and filled him. It was only for Christ alone. The purpose of Pentecost was for God's own Holy Spirit to come and live in a people for the first time in the history of mankind. By God's own Holy Spirit coming upon and into a people, just as he did with Christ after his baptism, the Father and the Son came to live in a people for the first time. John 14, 23, Jesus answered him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. It was impossible for God's own Holy Spirit to live in a people until the Father, Son died for and paid for the forgiveness and cleaning of the sins of men. so that they might become a holy habitation for God's own Holy Spirit to dwell within them. 1 Corinthians 6:19. What know you not that your body is the temple, the house, the sanctuary, dwelling place of God's own Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? 2 Corinthians 6:16, you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. This work of Christ in preparing the way for God's own Holy Spirit to come and live in a people could not be completed until Christ was glorified by ascending to the throne of his Father in heaven. John 7:38. He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. But this spoke he of God's own Holy Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For God's own Holy Spirit was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. What flows out of you? Is it bitterness, anger, hatred, fear, lust, selfishness? Or is it God's own Holy Spirit sent down from heaven? God's own Holy Spirit has come to enable us to think God's thoughts. God's own Holy Spirit is a life-giving spirit. God's own Holy Spirit can give you new strength when you are weak. God's own Holy Spirit can impart vibrant health to you when you are sick. God's own Holy Spirit can protect you against the hell on earth, in your environment, the diseases, the germs, the viruses that you are exposed to. God's own Holy Spirit can give you peace and joyful release from the nervous tensions of your daily problems. God's own Holy Spirit can break the power of drug and or alcohol addiction. God's own Holy Spirit can make the deaf hear, the blind see, and the paralytics walk again. God's own Holy Spirit can heal cancer, leprosy, heart trouble, and any other disease on earth. God's own Holy Spirit can even bring the dead back to life. God's own Holy Spirit, God's Spirit of life, God's own Holy Spirit, God, one who made our bodies, knows how to make them well again. God's own Holy Spirit works in different ways to heal. Many are healed when they accept Jesus as Savior. Others, when they are baptized in water or in the Holy Spirit. Many are healed instantly when prayed for. Others gradually. Some are healed while reading the Bible. Others while taking communion, sitting in a church service, praying, or going about their work. As you, God's child, prays and believes, God's own Holy Spirit of life pours his life and strength into the one for whom prayer is made. God's own Holy Spirit of life brings health to the mind and nerves as well as to the body. God's own Holy Spirit delivers people from depression, fears, and all kinds of mental illness. And God's own Holy Spirit sets people free from demon powers today, just as Jesus did when he was here on earth. God, through his own Holy Spirit, worked through Jesus to bring healing and health to all who needed it. You know about Jesus of Nazareth, how God poured out on him the Holy Spirit and power. He went everywhere doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, for God was with him. After Jesus went back to heaven, Jesus sent God's own Holy Spirit to take his place. God's own Holy Spirit filled the believers and kept on doing through them the very same miracles that he had done through Jesus. Many miracles and wonders were being performed among the people by the apostles, and crowds of people came in from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing their sick and those who had evil spirits in them, and they were all healed, according to Acts 5 and 12. God's own Holy Spirit gave the early Christians the charisma or supernatural gifts that they needed to carry on the work Jesus had begun. Nine of these gifts are listed in 1 Corinthians 12. Three of them are gifts of faith, gifts of healing, and miracles. One and the same Holy Spirit of God gives faith to one man, while to another man he gives the power to heal. God's own Holy Spirit gives one man the power to work miracles, according to 1 Corinthians 12 and 9. Many Christians today recognize that what God's own Holy Spirit did for the early church in the book of Acts is God's pattern for his church today. They asked Jesus to fill them with God's own Holy Spirit, and he does. They asked God for his own Holy Spirit to manifest his gifts through them, and he does. As a result, many are receiving healing by the power of God's own Holy Spirit in answer to prayer. James gives us the prescription for receiving healing, or I should say, the prescription for one way of receiving healing. We are to ask the elders of the church to pray for us. In the Bible, oil is a symbol that represents God's own Holy Spirit. People were anointed with oil to show that they belonged to God and trusted in his Spirit to work in them. The oil doesn't heal. God's own Holy Spirit does. Is there any one of you who is sick? He or she should call the church elders, who will pray for him or her and pour oil on him in the name of the Lord. This prayer made in faith will save the sick. The Lord will restore him to health. James 5, 14, 15. Believers will be given these signs of power. They will drive out demons in Jesus' name. They will speak in strange tongues. If they pick up snakes or drink any poison, they will not be harmed. They will place their hands on the sick, and they will get well. Mark 16, 17, 18. I have a little exercise here for you to do. Fill in the missing words. According to Jesus' promise in Mark 16, 17, 18, believers, well, I'm going to answer, but it's the little exercise is, blank would place their hands on the sick, and the sick would get healed. Believers. Does God's own Holy Spirit perform miracles of healing today? Yes. Resurrection power from the Spirit of life, God's own Holy Spirit, giver of life. God's own Holy Spirit raised up Jesus from the dead and changed his body. And he will do the same for you. God's own Holy Spirit lives in God's children. Now, to give us the more abundant life that Jesus promised. And that someday God will give that same resurrection life to all those who believe in Jesus. God will so change our bodies that we will rise up in the air to meet Jesus. If Christ lives in you, although your body is dead because of sin, yet God's own Holy Spirit is life for you because you have been put right with God. If the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, then he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies by the presence of his own Holy Spirit in you. Romans chapter 8, 10, 11. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his own Holy Spirit that dwelleth in you. Thank God for the hope of the resurrection, life and health for your spirit, spiritual life. You need more than just life for your body. You need the everlasting life that God has provided for your spirit and soul. Life that Jesus died in your place to give you. That life here on earth as it is in heaven. God's own Holy Spirit brings that life to you. The change that God's own Holy Spirit works in you is so great that Jesus calls it a new birth. We also call it conversion, indicating change. No one can be God's child or go to heaven without this miracle of spiritual birth. Jesus said, flesh gives birth to flesh, and spirit gives birth to spirit. Do not be surprised, because I tell you, you must all be born again. John 3:6. Here is what the Holy Spirit does for you in conversion. God's own Holy Spirit leads you to Christ. God's own Holy Spirit gets you ready for conversion by letting you see that you are a sinner, condemned to eternal separation from God. God's own Holy Spirit lets you know that you could not save yourself. God's own Holy Spirit helps you understand that Jesus died in your place. God's own Holy Spirit makes you want to leave your sins and accept the forgiveness that Jesus offers you. God's own Holy Spirit makes Christ real to you and helps you accept him as your Savior. God's own Holy Spirit breaks the power that sin has over you, giving you a new nature and making you a child of God. For the law of God's own Holy Spirit brings us life in union with Christ Jesus, has set me free from the law of sin and death. The Bible says those who are led by God's own Holy Spirit are God's sons. God's own Holy Spirit comes to live in you, to help you, lead you, and let you know that you are now a child of God. Don't you know that your body is the temple of God's own Holy Spirit who lives in you? God's own Holy Spirit given to you by God. 1 Corinthians 6 and 9. God's own Holy Spirit shows you that you are his sons. God sent his own Holy Spirit, the spirit of his son, into our hearts. For the spirit that God has given you does not make you a slave and cause you to be afraid. Instead, God's own Holy Spirit makes you God's sons. And by God's own Holy Spirit's power, we cry to God, Father, my Father. God's own Holy Spirit joins himself to our human spirits to declare that we are God's children. God's own Holy Spirit gives us life imparted, spiritual health. May God keep your whole being, spirit, soul, and body free from all fault. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. You feed your body, clothe it, and take care of it as best you can. Why? Because you want it to be satisfied, comfortable, strong, and healthy. You must take care of your spirit too, because it has now been joined with God's own Holy Spirit. If you want it to be satisfied, happy, strong, and healthy, God's word is food for your spirit, food for his own Holy Spirit, which has come to help you understand the Bible. The food that feeds his own Holy Spirit that lives within you. You see, God's own Holy Spirit is the author of the Bible. So your regenerated human spirit can be made to understand everything in it through God's own Holy Spirit. And your spirit, which have been reconnected, connected, and joined to God's own Holy Spirit. Long ago, the Holy Spirit had men of God write it in the Bible, the things that you and I need to know now, right now, today. Men were carried along by God's own Holy Spirit as they spoke the message that came from God's own Holy Spirit, 2 Peter 1 and 21. Jesus promised the disciples that when his own Holy Spirit, God's own Holy Spirit, came, he would teach them. After they were baptized in God's own Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, they understood God's word better because they had been provided with a personal language to speak to God by his own Holy Spirit, which indwells them and was given to them by Jesus. God's own Holy Spirit will teach you and make you remember all that I have told you, Jesus said, John 14:26. Thou gavest also thy God's own holy good spirit to instruct them by God's own Holy Spirit. Nehemiah 9 and 20. Our natural thinking is self-centered. The divine program of God, our Father, calls for self-giving. We think of ourselves. God thinks of others. So something had to take place that would bring man's thoughts into line with God's thoughts. The coming of God's own Holy Spirit was intended to accomplish this. God's own Holy Spirit came to enable us to share God's emotions. One of God's emotions is love. It is not in man to yearn for the lost, to sacrifice strength and time, to weep and pray for the fallen. Only God's own Holy Spirit can put that love in us. God's own Holy Spirit has come to enable us to pray God's prayers, to pray in God's strength for the things God wants to accomplish and for the things that God wants us to receive now. We do not know what to ask for, and we have no ability to present ourselves to God. God's own Holy Spirit helps our weaknesses. God's own Holy Spirit came to enable us to do God's work. Many people seem to think that the baptism of God's own Holy Spirit is a take it or leave it opportunity, and that Christ is offering this to his followers, and so it is their choice. The Bible says in Luke 24:49, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high." Acts 1:8, "And Jesus, being assembled together with them," look at here, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, "You have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." Brothers and sisters, Jesus commanded them to tarry for the baptism with the Holy Spirit. Here is another commandment concerning the baptism with the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5:18, "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." Many people, again, seem to think that whether or not they receive the Holy Spirit will make no real difference in life. But it made all the difference for Christ. For without the Holy Spirit, Jesus would never have preached one sermon or taught one lesson or did even one miracle. If God's own Holy Spirit was necessary for Christ in every way, then why do we think that we can do anything without the Holy Spirit also leading us and anointing us? Jesus would never have been born upon this earth without the work of God's own Holy Spirit. Luke 1:34, "Mary asked the angel, 'How can this be, since I have not been intimate with a man?' And the angel answered and said to her, 'God's own Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also, that holy child which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. Brothers and sisters, man would never have had dirt to walk upon without the work of God's own Holy Spirit. Genesis 1 and 2. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God, God's own Holy Spirit, moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together to one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. In fact, without the work of God's own Holy Spirit's work, our Lord, Savior, Redeemer, Jesus Christ, would never have been raised from the dead. Romans 1 and 4. If God's own Holy Spirit had not been poured out on the 120 gathered in the upper room in Jerusalem, the church of our Lord Jesus Christ would never have existed. Without the inspiration of God's own Holy Spirit, we would not have the scriptures we call the Bible. 2 Peter 1:21. For the prophecy scripture came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by God's own Holy Spirit. We could never be born again without the power of God's own Holy Spirit working in us. Jesus said in John 3 and 5, truly, truly, I say to you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. When Jesus speaks of being born of the water, he is referring to the baptism showing repentance. When Jesus speaks of being born of the Spirit, he is referring to the baptism with God's own Holy Spirit. We cannot receive the baptism with God's own Holy Spirit until we are repentant. We cannot see the kingdom of God unless we're baptized with God's own Holy Spirit, who alone can reveal the things of God. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 12. And certainly reveals the kingdom of God, which is Christ. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of God's own Holy Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wants, and you hear the sound thereof, but cannot tell from where it comes and where it goes. So is everyone that is born of God's own Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12:13, for by one Spirit, God's own Holy Spirit, are we all baptized into one body? Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one, God's own Holy Spirit. Jesus said that unless we eat and drink of him, we have no life in us. And this eating and drinking is only possible by the work of God's own Holy Spirit. God's method has been announced as not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. You have received from God's own Holy Spirit, something worth more than all the silver and gold in the world. You have received God's very own life. You see, two of the titles of God's own Holy Spirit are Spirit of God and Spirit of Life. Together with God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, God's own Holy Spirit took part in the creation of the world. God's own Holy Spirit of life brought life to this earth. God's own Holy Spirit, the life-giving power of God, is the force that makes the laws of nature function. God's own Holy Spirit, your friend, your comforter. God's own Holy Spirit. God's own Holy Spirit, the Spirit of life, worked through natural laws, the miracle of life and birth that brought you into this world. I want you right now to begin to prepare yourself to receive God's own Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God's own life. And then I go into chapter 2. But separating chapter 1 and chapter 2 is that little side, Blessings of the Believer, from a book I wrote, another little booklet. Blessings of the Believer. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. This is part 2. Connect, receive from our Father God. Part 2. Spirit, soul, body. God is a spirit. Man was created by God, and man became a living spirit, soul, body, by and with God's own Holy Spirit. This is the only possible personal connection with God that we can and must have and keep. For God is a spirit, and God gave us his very own spirit, which is a holy spirit. God's spirit is holy. Therefore, the lines of communication between us and God must be an act of faith upon our part of our human spirit, reconnected connection made through regeneration, holy unto God, our spirit touching him, God's spirit, which is a holy spirit. Ooh! God, who is a spirit, making a spirit to spirit connection in which our spirit reconnects to Jesus and connects to God by God's own Holy Spirit. Genesis 1. In the beginning God created. Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he them, spiritually. And God blessed them, spiritually. Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Genesis 1:31. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Ecclesiastes 12:6-7. Or ever the silver cord be loose, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Let me ask you a question. Do you really know who you are? You are a spirit soul sent from God. Pause. Think about that for a moment. You are a spirit soul sent from God to affect this world. Say this out loud. Say, I, Erica, am a spirit soul sent from God to affect this earth. We're going to do that again. You're going to say your name, not Erica. I, Rosemary, Jim, Billy, Connie, Rosie, I, insert your name here, am a spirit soul sent from God to affect this earth. Now, if you are born again and Holy Spirit filled, your inner spiritual man just registered the entire truth of that statement. When you were a child, you knew exactly who you were because you had just come from God. It took the world, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life many, many years to train you to forget who you are, to train you to believe that you are what they, the world and the devil, says that you are. Every living human being is a spirit soul sent from God, whether you know it or not. When you, as a born-again, spirit-filled believer, begin to understand and acknowledge that about yourself, you will also begin to understand and acknowledge it about others. When you believe and understand that you are a spirit soul sent from God, and that you, yes, you, are made in the image and likeness of God, you will begin like never before to recognize, appreciate, and love that same spirit of God in other spirit soul human beings, especially Holy Spirit filled believers. Because they are spirit and soul living in a body also filled with the same Holy Spirit of God that you are. Once you come to this understanding, you will begin to have a depth of spiritual understanding, and you will begin to operate through your spiritual understanding. Right now, today, excuse me, let's dispel the misunderstanding. Today, let's get rid of any spiritual ignorance, doubt, and unbelief so that you can mature spiritually. You and I are spirits sent from God. You and I are made in the image and likeness of Jesus, made in God's image and likeness. God is a spirit, and God's spirit is within you. You cannot connect with God to receive anything from God outside of your spirit. All of God's power is within you. All that God is within you. God is a part of you, alive and living within you, operating from within you, working from the inside of you to the outside of you. And God is a part of you, operating from the outside of you to the inside of you. Almighty God, you are a part of God from the inside out, and you are a part of God from the outside in. You became a part of God through Jesus by the reuniting power of Jesus' sacrifice through salvation, and by the infilling of God's own Holy Spirit, you were spiritually immersed back into God, filled with our Father God, filled with Jesus by God's own Holy Spirit. You always were a spirit soul sent from God. However, you became a reconnected spirit soul, reborn. Reborn of the Spirit of God. Now get this in your spirit, inner man. What you first were, you have become again. Now, a spirit soul part of God, a spirit soul living, spirit soul led part of God, a part of God, a flesh form spirit soul that can now become submitted to and directly ruled by the Spirit of God through His kingdom within you, because your spirit soul is and has become again what it first was through the creation of the first man, Adam and woman, Eve. You are a part of God. You must be able to see and to fully understand that all of God, all that God is invested in you now. You need to comprehend that God desires you to have understanding, wisdom, and knowledge of Himself. Excuse me. God desires you to have understanding, wisdom, and knowledge of Himself in you and you in Him. His part of you. Almighty God within you, through His Spirit, by His will, in operation, through His Spirit within you here on this earth. You are a spirit soul of God sent from God to affect this earth. So God communicates to you spiritually by His Spirit, to His Spirit, by way of His own Holy Spirit within His spirit person, you. This is what is referred to as being led by the Spirit of God within you. This is also what is meant by the kingdom of God is within you, living and moving through you, the Spirit of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. This should also help you to understand. You have no sound. Hang up and reboot it up again. Hang up and come back on. Anybody else have no sound? Right at this moment, I said, you are a spirit of God, a soul sent from God to affect this earth So God communicates to you spiritually by his spirit to his spirit, by way of his own Holy Spirit within his spirit person, you. This is what is referred to as being led by the Spirit of God within you. This is also what is meant by the kingdom of God is within you, living in and moving through you, the Spirit of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now get this right here. This should also help you to understand why you have to wage spiritual warfare. You see, your spirit enemy, Satan, has no soul and desires one. Your spiritual enemy, the devil, is jealous of you, and he is all spirit. He has no soul, and he has no body, and he has no power over those that do. He is a liar, and because he is invisible to the natural eye, because he is a spirit with a spirit following his demons, fallen angels, evil, unclean spirits of bondage, invisible to the natural eye, they are spirits too. Just like your spirit is invisible to the natural eye. Just like God is a spirit invisible to the natural eye, but made visible to and through the spiritual eyes of faith. And they that worship him, God's spirit must worship him, God's spirit in spirit and in truth. Invisible to the natural eye, but realized and known to your spirit, spiritual eyes. Understood and realized through and by your faith. The eyes of your spiritual understanding being enlightened. You are a spirit soul sent from God to affect this world. The Apostle Paul prayed for you and I that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of our calling and what the riches of the glory of our inheritance is in the saints. We are spirits sent, called, and chosen, sent by God to affect this world, sent by God to usher in his kingdom, the kingdom of God upon this earth. Ephesians 1 and 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. I've explained to you who you are. Now you know why you were born. Now you know what you were sent here to do by God and for God. Before you die, and your spirit returns to God from whence it came. Now, I want you to understand just how easy it is to connect and receive from our Father God. Matthew 18:19. If two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything spiritually that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. I am in the midst of them, Jesus. It is all done as a spiritual act. It is all accomplished, spirit to spirit. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked me nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. John 16:23-24. Jesus, this is the confidence that we have. 1 John 5. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will spiritually, he hears us spiritually. And if we know that he hears us spirit to spirit, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree spiritually on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done of them, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Spiritually, Jesus doesn't say here that it might be done. Jesus said that it would be done. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, I want you to just allow your spirit, God's own Holy Spirit within you, to communicate with God, its creator, within you. Let your spirit that is connected to Jesus connect you to God. Communicate with God, your Father. Communicate to God right now, spirit to spirit. Communicate in truth from the inside of you to the outside of you. Release your faith. Release your faith right now. Release your faith from within your spirit, your soul, and your body. Right now, I want you to connect. I want you to receive God's own Holy Spirit. I want you to receive God's own life impartation within you. Connect with God right now. Let him impart his life into your spirit and soul so that it can flow out of your own body. I'm going to post this little booklet up on the Fight Club. Let him flow, let him flow, let him flow. Allow your spirit, God's own Holy Spirit, within you to communicate with God right now. Allow your spirit, God's own Holy Spirit, within you to communicate with his creator within you. Let your spirit, reconnected by Jesus, connect you to God. Communicate with God, your Father, right now. Spirit to spirit. In spirit and in truth. Release your faith. Release your faith from within your spirit, your soul, and your body. Connect and receive. Receive God's own Holy Spirit. Receive God's life imparted within you. Spirit to spirit, God's own Holy Spirit, God's own life-imparting spirit. Receive it this morning. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Communicate with that new language. Communicate. I'm not called today because I'm on the other side. No come by the secate a little bosso. Papatria sa papa no 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 co batteria sa dias. Communicate abagandria, but rebebe te te kema yosa. Communicate. Ah, ni ha da lo 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 da sa. I don't care if you've been filled. Let him refill you. Communicate. Now you know the purpose. Now you know how to connect with what's in, already inside of you. Agree with God. Connect and receive. Connect and receive this morning. God's own Holy Spirit. God's own. Feed your spirit. Feed your spirit this morning. You've been sent from God to affect this world before you die. And your spirit returns unto God from where it came. My prayer is that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened this morning. That you might know what is the hope of your calling and what the riches of the glory of your inheritance is in the saints. Sent, called, chosen by God to affect this world. Sent, called, chosen by God to usher in his kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Fill them to overflowing. Feel God. Feel.
Behold, he
you.
the days of the harvest. Yes, it is. The fields are as white in your world. Hey, and we are the laborers in your kingdom, declaring the word of the Lord.
Behold, we come.
Yes,
running, 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 running,
running, running, running,
running, running, running, running,
running, running,
running, running, running, running, running, running, running, running,
running, your mouth and begin to declare this.
Nobody like
Jehovah. Nobody like you. You're alive. You live forever and ever. You're alive. You're the ocean die. You're the mighty God.
There's no God like Jehovah.
Hey!
There's no God like Jehovah.
Yes,
there's no God like Jehovah.
He lives.
There's no God like Jehovah.
Whereby men may be saved except the name of Jesus. There's no greater name than Jesus. There's no lovelier name than Jesus. Oh, there's no sweeter name than the name Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, I just love to say the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, say that with me, everybody. Say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Say it again. Say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Everybody say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lift your hand and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's no greater name, no more powerful name than your name, oh Lord. It brings healing, it brings deliverance. I speak healing right now. I speak healing right now. I speak healing right now. Healing right now. Healing is in that name, say. Healing is in that name, say. Healing is in that name, say. Healing is in that. nobody like you. Nobody compares to you. I declare that you're worthy today. You're worthy, O Lord. Lift up our hands to you today, God. You were worthy. The lamb that was slain from the foundation of the earth, you were worthy to receive all glory and all honor and praise.
Listen to your mind. This is a song that my father-in-law wrote. The title of the song is You Keep On Blessing Me. Over and over again. Come on, y'all.
Over and over again.
Here we go. Come on.
Let's try to clap your hands. Come on.
Woo!
Sure.